我们都知道水啊，对人是很重要的。
We all know that water is important to humans.
啊，人没有水啊，就不能够生活。
And without water, humans cannot survive.
以前的人呢，他们就认识到水对他们生活是非常的重要。
And the people in the past also understood that water is very important to their lives.
我们请看四世纪。
Let us look to
四世纪啊 ，Judges.
Judges.
第一章。
Chapter one.
第一章。
Judges one.
十五节。
15.
四世纪第一章十五节。
Judges chapter 1 verse 15.
我看十四节。
Verse 14.
那亚撒过门的时候啊，劝丈夫啊向他父亲求一块田。那亚撒一下驴啊，加勒问他说：“你要什么？”那他就说啊：“求你赐给我啊，你既将我安置在南地，求。”你也给我水泉，加勒就把上泉和下泉赐给他。所以以前等要嫁要出嫁。
This is what they needed to give to their father.
那亚撒哈，他是女儿了啊，女儿现在要出嫁啊，那出嫁他就要求父亲呢给他一块田地。
And so she asked for the father to give her field.
啊，田地上没有水不行啊，所以他也同时哈。要求他的父亲呢，给他水泉。
And you cannot have a field without water, so she also asked her father for springs.
哇，结果呢，他的爸爸就很慷慨呀，啊，不但是把下泉，连那个上泉、那个上游的地方啊，全部赐给他了。
And so her father not only gave her the upper springs, but also the lower springs.
啊，所以他们认识到，假设没有水的话，有田地也没用啊。
So they understood that.If you have a field without water, it is useless.
啊，真的，水哈，对他们当时啊，甚至于对现在的人来说，都是很重要的。
And so water was very important to the people in the past, but also us nowadays.
啊，再请看诗篇一百零四篇。
Let us also look at Psalm 124.
啊，诗篇一百零四篇的第十节。
Psalm 124, verse 10.
啊，诗篇一百零四篇第十节。
Psalm 124, verse 10.
第十，神使泉源涌在山谷，流在山间啊。第十一节，那十一啊，十野地的左兽有水喝。一百零四篇。
Psalm 104 verse 10。
诗篇一百零四篇第十节，神使泉源涌在山谷，流在山间。十一。
Verse 11。
十野地的左兽有水喝。野驴啊，得解其渴啊！十二节
，verse 12。
天上的飞鸟在水旁住宿，在树枝上啼叫啊！十三节
，thirteen。
那他从阁楼中啊，观叫山林，因他作为的功效，地就丰足。十四节
，fourteen。
他使草生长，给六畜吃啊，使菜蔬啊，使菜蔬发展，供人用啊，使人从地里能得食物。十五节，若得酒能悦人心，得油能润人面，得粮能养人心，啊，十六节
，sixteen，
加冕的树木就是黎巴嫩香柏树啊，是主所栽种的，多那满的枝浆啊，那这里是形容有水泉的话。那人呢？就能够得到食物可以吃。
Here describes that if there are springs of water, then man can have food to eat.
啊，就是这些动物啊，他们也可以得到食物。
And even the animals will have food to eat.
啊，那人呢，就身体很健壮。
And then humans will become stronger.
啊，心里啊就很舒畅。
And their heart will prosper.
所以水泉啊，对人类的生活啊。不管是肉体的层面啊，精神的层面都是非常重要的。
And so the springs of water is very important to man physically, but also spiritually.
那泉源呢，在古代啊，它是有两个意义啊。
And so in the olden times, the springs had two purposes.
啊，第一个我们可以看到的是在物质上能够供养人的需要。
And the first is that physically it could fulfill man's needs.
那第二个层面呢
？And second,
啊，这个泉源呢，就指的神本身。
The springs represented God Himself.
啊，神是泉源啊，活水的泉源。
And God is the spring of living water.
啊，他也是我们生活的供应者。
And He gives us life.
所以圣经说，我们的生活、动作、存留都在乎他。
And the Bible says that the origin and everything from our life originates from Him.
所以我们要认识这位神呢。
So we have to be familiar with this God.
那当时我们看以色列百姓啊，他们把这位神啊给忘了。
And we see that at the time the Israelites had forgotten this God.
我们请看耶利米书。
Let us look at Jeremiah.
耶利米书第二章。
Jeremiah chapter 2.
十三节。
2 verse 13.
耶利米书第二章十三节。
Jeremiah chapter 2 verse 13.
因为我的百姓啊，做了两件恶事，就是离弃我这活水的泉源，为自己啊凿出池子，是破裂不能存水的池子。所以这里说啊，以色列百姓啊，做恶事是什么恶事呢？就是他们经常拜偶像。
Here the Israelites committed sins, and what was the sin? It was that they worshipped idols.
哦，他们的祖先呢，怎么过红海的？
And they had forgotten how their ancestors had crossed the Red Sea.
啊，怎么能够在旷野能够生存下来
？And how they had survived in the wilderness.
又怎么能够进迦南
？And how they had entered the land of Canaan.
啊，迦南地啊，又怎么能够安居乐业
？And how they had thrived in the land of Canaan.
啊，这就都是神的供应啊。
And that this was the doing of God.
啊，神就像他们的活水一样啊，没有水的话就给他们水喝。
That God was like their living water, and with they gave them water to drink.
啊，没有东西吃的话就东西给他们吃。
And when they were without food, God gave them food to eat.
啊，可是啊，他们现在啊都忘了的。
But now they have forgotten.
为自己凿出池子啊，这个池子是破裂啊，不能存水的池子。
And they dug their own cisterns, cisterns that were broken and could not hold water.
所以他们就用自己的方法来解决他们生活上的困难呢。
And so they use their own methods to solve the problems in their lives.
因为他们生活上就必须要这些水来喝啊。
Because in their lives they needed the water to drink.
啊，必须要让食物啊来供养他们的生活。
They needed the food to sustain their life.
所以我们经常说生存啊、生活、生病，这三个是连接在一起的。
And so often we say that life and, and sickness and how to survive, these all occur together.
Life, living, 这些都是连在一起的。
And love and living, these all connect together.
那人现在生存，当然每个人需要生存，要空气，要雨水。
And to survive, all humans need oxygen and need water.
那人在这个过程当中求生存的过程当中，总是有些时候会碰上困难的。
And in their lives, man will inevitably encounter difficulties.
啊，比如说别加州啊，最近发生野火了。
And for example, the wildfires in Northern California recently.
啊，我们这里还好了，感谢主啊，比较不严重。哦，那个别加州啊，非常严重。
And thank God, it is not as severe here, but it is very severe in Northern California.
有些人、很辛苦的来到美国、存了很多的钱、终于买一栋、自己、梦想中的房子。
And there are many people who finally came to America and saved all their money to buy the house of their dreams.
因为野火的关系、他的房子、被烧了。
But because of their wildfire, their houses were burned.
烧到只剩下一个地基、
And burned until just their, the field.
他们很伤心。
And they are saddened.
美国梦、破碎的。
That their American dream has been broken.
所以人生就是有些时候会碰上这些难题、
And so in life, we will encounter these problems sometimes.
但是那些人也是必须要生存下来、
But those people also have to continue to live.
他们不想就这样子结束自己的生命、
They cannot end their lives just because of this.
他们还是要必须要过日子。
And they still have to continue their life.
但是怎么过日子呢
？But how do they do this?
当然，这些以色列百姓、就是用自己的方法。
And of course, the Israelites used their own methods.
所以他们为自己要凿出池子。
And so they dug their own cisterns.
也很辛苦啊，他们要凿啊，以前没有机器啊，用手了、用这些比较简单的器具啊，挖，用手挖的。
Very difficult at that time, and they had to use their own hands to dig.
所以也是很辛苦、
And so it was very hard to do.
所以靠自己、都是很辛苦的。
And so to rely on yourself is a very difficult task.
靠自己也是不可靠。
And it is difficult to rely on ourselves.
可是人家犯罪以后就是要靠自己、
But after man sinned, they had to rely on themselves.
我们看当时亚当夏娃他们吃了善恶果以后。
At the time, after Adam and Eve ate from the fruit.
然后他们就发现自己问题来了。
And they realized their own nakedness.
因为他们发现自己是赤身裸体。
Because they realized they were naked.
这是他们的问题、
And this was their problem.
他们不能够得到满足。
That they could not receive satisfaction.
赤身裸体的意思、就是说 他们有需要，有这个欲望啊，不能够得到满足。
And what this means is, they had a desire, but they could not receive satisfaction.
他们本来是没有什么需要的，没有什么欲望啊。
And before they had no needs and they had no desires.
真的，当一个人呢跟神非常接近的时候，他心里面没有什么欲望的。
Truly, if someone is very close to God, they have no other desires.
所以诗篇二十三篇呢，我们都很熟，对不对哈？神是我的牧者。
Psalm 23, we are all familiar that the Lord is my shepherd.
那只要承认神是我的牧者。
And if we acknowledge this,
那我就不必缺乏，我必不缺乏。
Then I am not in want.
啊，那个望的就我就没有什么欲望啊。
That I have no other desire.
那我就满足。
That I am satisfied.
那就是以神为满足啊。
And we are satisfied through God.
可是亚当夏娃他们犯罪以后就不一样了。
But after Adam and Eve sinned, it was different.
因为他们觉得自己不能够满足。
Because they felt that they could not gain a satisfaction.
自己有这个需要。
And that they had this need.
有需要就是因为他们眼目已经大开眼界了。
And it's because their eyes were opened.
所以我们大开眼界，有些时候是好了，增加知识啊。
Sometimes it is good that our eyes are open because we increase our knowledge.
啊，增加见识，我们到处看一看，走一走。
Because we have seen other things.
但同时，假如我们的这个的态度啊，心思一点不正确的话。
But at the but also if our attitude is incorrect.
那我们到处看哦，这个看，那我们就大开眼界啊。
If we see other things and we open our eyes,
我们看到很多哈很多事物啊是自己所没有的。
And we may see many tangible things that we do not have.
啊，比如说 window shopping 啊，你也是去看一看呐。
Such as window shopping, we go around and look.
哇，这个东西嘿，我家里没有。
And we see things that we don't have at our homes.
啊，那个东西我家里也没有。
Or something else that we don't have.
所以现在就想到自己所没有的。
And so we may think about what we lack.
所以现在这些广告的哈这些。那橱柜的摆置啊，就是让你想起啊，让你想起你没有。
So these advertisements, these things they put out, makes us think about things we lack.
那就是你有的话，它会让你认为你有的话已经够了。
And if we do have it, we assume that we are already saved.
反正你就是必须要买。
Either way, we need to buy it.
啊，那大开眼界的话，我们的欲望就增加。
And so if we open our eyes, then our wants to increase.
那欲望增加的话，总是要解决的，要怎么来取得
？And if our wants increase, then we have to obtain whatever we want.
所以亚当夏娃他们就自己想办法。
And so Adam and Eve found their own way.
所以他们就啊用这个无花果树叶子啊自己啊这样缝不缝啊，可能要缝了哈。不然你说怎么去编一个裙子呢
？And so they found leaves and perhaps they put it together to make clothes for themselves.
好，那这个做了一件衣服以后
，and after they assembled these clothes，
啊，很高兴啊，穿了，哇，这样子就不觉得不好意思了。
They put them on and they no longer felt embarrassed or ashamed，
啊，就能够遮羞。
And they could cover themselves.
啊，可是没想到啊，过了两三天以后，那个树叶就枯干了。
But they didn't realize that after 2 to 3 days, the leaves dried up.
所以用自己的办法来解决事情是可以的，但是是非常短暂的。
So it may be sufficient to use our own means to solve problems, but it is very temporary.
而且不是最完美的。
And it is not the most perfect way.
但是就是用神的方法怎么样呢？
But how is it with God's way?
所以神就说：“哎呀，你们这个方法不管用，来看我的，我来为你们解决。”
So God's way is your way is not sufficient. So look at me, and I will solve your problem.
所以神就帮他们做一件皮衣。
And so God made them a leather covering.
哇，那一件皮至少可以穿上十几年嘛。
And it is something that they could wear for years to come.
好，所以我们看到神的方法跟人的方法来比较的话，哪一个比较好
？So we see that man's way compared to human's way, which one is better?
当然是神的方法好啊。
Of course, it is God's.
哎，我们现在都知道哈。
And that is something we all know.
可是当我们碰到困难的时候，可能我们也是跟以色列百姓一样，会用自己的方法哦，来为自己凿出池子。
But when we encounter difficulties, we may be like the Israelites who dig their own cisterns.
因为我们没有那个耐心哈，等不到，不能够等候神的帮助啊。
Because we do not have the patience to wait for God's help.
啊，不能够等候神的帮忙。
To wait for His solution.
所以这个池子啊是破裂的，不能够存水的。
So this cistern is broken and it cannot hold water.
啊，可是呢，表面上看起来哈，哎，不错啊，也是很大池子嘿哈。
From its appearance, though, it looks big because it is a cistern.
啊，看起来外面的人看起来也不错啦。
To others, it looks not too bad.
可是这个池子呢是会落水的。
But the cistern, will leak water.
但落水可能是不是很明显，不是非常明显。
And perhaps it is not very apparent.
啊，是慢慢的落，慢慢的落水啊。
And it happens gradually over time.
所以以色列百姓啊，他们就是为自己啊凿出池子。
So the Israelites, dug their own cisterns.
那忘记了神的方法，忘记了神本身呢，就是。
They had forgotten God's way and forgotten that God himself was the spring of living water. Let us turn back to Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah 17 verse 12.
我们的圣所是荣耀的宝座，是从太初安置在高处。13. 那神啊，以色列的盼望啊，凡离弃你的，必不啊，必至蒙羞。主说啊，离开我的，他们的名字呢，必写在土里，因为他们离弃我这活水的泉源。啊，14.
14.
那神啊，求你医治我，我便痊愈；拯救我，我便得救，因你是我所赞美的。那这里是提到第二次啊，提到以色列百姓啊，离弃这活水的泉源。
Here is the second time that it brings up that the Israelites forsook the springs of living water.
那为什么离弃他呢？
Why did they forsake it?
也是因为他们啊拜偶像，他们认为啊这个其他的神啊比以色列的神啊更厉害。
Because they worshipped other gods and they believed that these other gods were greater than the Lord.
他们只是看着眼前的利益啊。
And they looked on what was from the appearance.
他们没有完全的交托给神。
And they did not fully give to God.
所以在十七章的第五节哈，就说依靠神哈，还是依靠人啊？第五节跟第七节、第八节就依靠人跟依靠神有什么不一样啊
？And so chapter 17, verse 5 and 7 talks about the difference between relying on God versus relying on man.
啊，为什么离开神的人哈，他们像他们的名字啊，要写在土里？
How come those that leave God, their names are written in the dirt?
那跟刻哈，我们只要是依靠主的话，那神将我们的名字是刻名，铭刻在他的掌心呢。
Versus if we rely on God, then our name is carved.
所掌心啊，所掌 palm.
Into his palm.
写在土里，很快就会消失啊。
And what is written in the dirt disappears quickly.
好，我们看第五节哈。
Let us look at verse 5.
主啊，如此说啊，依靠人血肉的膀臂，心中离弃神的啊，心中啊，心中就认为啊，这个啊，神啊，不值得依靠了的啊，不能够忍耐。
So those that do not have the patience to wait on the Lord, they are cursed.
因为这是外面的资源啊，太多了。
Because they are distracted by things on the outside.
哦，现在外面的资讯啊非常多了，网络啊很多人啊，不管是认识的不认识的都传给你啊。
And nowadays there are so many distractions from the outside, from people we are familiar with and those we don't know.
啊，有时候我太太看这个脸书，我说哎，这些人你认识吗？
Sometimes my wife is looking at Facebook and I ask her, do you know these people?
她说我不认识啊。
And she says, I don't.
啊，不认识，怎么这个消息怎么会传到你这边来的？
And if you don't know them, how come their news is delivered to you?
她说我也不知道。
And she doesn't understand why.
所以不管你认识的不认识的，大家都想传资料给你，传这个信息啊，资讯给你。
So whether you know them or don't know them, they all want to send messages to you.
因为大家都想影响你呀。
Because everyone wants to influence you.
啊，大家希望你跟他一样啊，就他有的资讯啊，跟你一起分享，也是要想着啊，你跟我一样啊，你也很看重这个资讯，你也认为这个资讯是对的，因为我也认为是对的，所以我才传给你呀。
So everyone wants to be the same and to influence others, so they send messages to one another.
那我认为这个方法很好啊。
And if I think that this way is good,
啊，所以我就传给大家来分享。
Then I send that article to everyone to see.
所以我们现在很容易受这些资讯的影响。
So nowadays we are easily influenced by these news articles.
那假如我们受到影响的话，就是一直看这些资讯，那就把神就忘记了。
And as long as we are influenced by this, we will continue to read these articles, and we will forget God.
啊，这个是心中离弃神啊。
And this is in their heart, leaving, departing from God.
那这些人呢？第六节哈。
And so these people, verse 6.
说他必像沙漠的杜松啊，不见福乐来到。
that they will be like a bush in the wastelands. He will not see prosperity when it comes.
那要像啊，却要住在旷啊旷野干旱之地，无人居住的碱地。所以这沙漠的土壤是什么东西，我也不知道啊。
So I don't know what these parched places of the desert is.
但这个沙土壤啊，土壤的意思啊，就是穷人啊，就是原文啊，是说穷人，就是说他必像沙漠里的穷人呢、啊。
But what it means is that they are like poor people who dwell in the desert.
因为杜松到底是怎么样的一种植物啊？
Because it is a type of plant.
因为我们这里不是中东的沙漠，所以我想大家都没看过了。
Because this is not the desert in the Middle East, I'm sure we have not seen these bushes or these wastelands.
不过我们就取它原来的意思啊，就原来的意思说沙漠中的穷人呢、啊。
But what it means is that someone who is not prosperous in the desert.
那我们看穷人已经很可怜了。
And those that are poor is already very unfortunate.
我们看那些无家可归的人哈，哇，很可怜的。
So if see those homeless people, they are very unfortunate.
他的家当就是那一台shopping cart 啊。
And their,
就是那一台。
And their home, all their belongings is just that shopping cart.
他们有时候这边。这边的商店就赶他们了，他们就跑去另外一个地方。
Sometimes they have to go to another store when they're kicked out of one store.
穷人啊，很可怜的。
And so those that are truly poor are very unfortunate.
那穷人啊，住在美国还可以的，因为美国也会帮助啊，大家也会帮助他。
But those that live in America are still a little bit well off because some people will help them.
那穷人住在沙漠啊，就完了，在沙漠也没有政府在那边照顾他。也没有医院啊，也没有什么这些餐馆啊，可以帮助他。
But those that are poor who dwell in the desert are very unfortunate because they don't have the government or hospital or other things to help them.
所以沙漠中的穷人就是告诉我们啊，就是死定了的。
So it tells us that they have no hope.
因为啊，对呀、啊，他放弃很好，他没有什么希望啊，啊，所以只要是依靠人的话。就像沙漠中的穷人一样。
So, as long as we rely on man, then we are like a poor person in the desert.
所以今天不见福乐来到。
We do not see prosperity when it comes.
那假如是依靠神的话。
But those that rely on God.
所以依靠神的人要像什么呢？像树啊，扎于水旁。
Verse 8.
那在河边扎根，沿路来到，并不惧怕。这个是神迹啊。
And this is a miracle, verse 8.
因为炎热来到的话，这个植物啊也会变成枯干的。
Because even when the heat comes, the trees and the plants will dry up.
我们看那个野火一烧的话，有时候喷水好像也没什么用了。
Like we see in the wildfires, when the wildfires blaze up, sometimes when they put water on it, it is useless.
那很吓人。
And it is very frightening.
可是呢，假若树扎于溪水旁的话。
But if the tree is planted by the water,
炎热就表示困难，因为炎热啊，对于树来说是它的敌人呢。
It doesn't fear when the heat comes.
这炎热是树木的敌人。
炎
热是树木的敌人。
And it doesn't fear the drought because the drought is the enemy of the tree.
因为树木它不想碰到这些炎热，非常热。
Because the tree does not want to encounter such heat.
他们喜欢微风啊，很舒服啊，哈。
And they want that cool breeze.
所以炎热对他们来讲是敌人。
So the heat and the drought is their enemy.
那困难患难对我们来说也是我们不想要的。
And difficulties and tribulations is also something we don't want to encounter.
但是我们不想要的，有的时候偏偏来到。
But sometimes even though we don't want it to come, it always comes.
怎么办呢？
And what are we to do?
就是依靠神啊。
And so we have to rely on God.
就是依靠神的话，这里说啊，并不惧怕。
Those that rely on God, they are not afraid.
其实都会怕了，哪里会不会怕？
And of course we will fear. Who will not fear?
所以不怕啊，这是神迹啊。
And to not fear, that is miraculous.
因为这个本来意思说并没有看见，惧怕就是看见啊，就是他没有看见。
And it is something that we do not see.
他看不见，看不见哪里会怕？
And if we do not see it, then we do not fear.
有人说啊，这个没有看到就不会害怕了。
Some people say that if we don't see something, we are unafraid.
假如去检查的话，哇，这个身体 看医生说啊，这个身体可能有一些问题哦，哇，那就开始害怕了。
But if I go to the doctor and he says something is wrong with me, then I am very afraid.
啊，有的人呢，就是三年到十年都没去检查，可能身这个体内有一些癌细胞，他也不知道，因为他没有去看医生啊，所以他也活得很好啊。
But because of this, some people refuse to go to the doctor, and they may have some cancer cells or sickness in them, but they still live happily.
因为他看不到，他不知道啊。
Because they don't see it or they're unaware.
那他一旦知道的话，那他肯定也被吓到了。
But if they know, then they might be very afraid.
所以知道炎热来到，但是不惧怕，没有看见，这是神迹。
And so it is a miracle see the heat coming and still be unafraid.
就像当时的保罗跟希拉哈，他们被关在监牢里头。
Just as Paul and Silas were imprisoned.
这个是炎热来到啊。
That is heat or trials coming to them.
难道他们不知道被关起来的结果是什么吗？
They did not know what would happen to them when they were imprisoned.
他们被关隔天就是要接受审判呢。
And they did not know that the next day they would be judged.
审判的话就是。看是要被鞭打哈，还是被处死刑啊
？And they were to face some sort of punishment.
但是呢，他们好像没有看到。
But it was as if they did not see or were unaware.
因为他们不惧怕。
Because they were unafraid.
他们还在里头能够赞美神呢、啊。
In prison, they were still able to praise God.
所以这个叫做基督里的平安。
And so this is peace that comes through Christ.
这个就是神迹。
And this is a miracle.
这就是依靠神的结果。
And this is the result of relying on God.
然后这些以色列百姓啊，他们就是依靠人呢、啊。
But the Israelites they relied on man.
啊，依靠外邦的神。
And they relied on other gods.
所以圣经说啊，他们离弃啊这活水的泉源。
And so the Bible says that they departed from the springs of living water.
啊，圣经一直提啊提两次。
And the Bible brings this up constantly, brings it up twice.
所以从这两节圣经，我们就得到一个小结论。
And so from these two verses, we can reach a conclusion.
物质的丰富啊，是很短暂的。
That what is material and what satisfies us is temporary.
啊，所以看他们挖池子啊，里面有水啊，那是事实啊。
Like that cistern that they dug with water, that is temporary.
啊，有些时候人透过自己的努力啊，不靠神的话，透过自己的努力。有的时候也会取得一些成就的。
In other words, if man relies on himself, his own accomplishments, sometimes he will succeed briefly.
怎么看不信主的人成功的人很多啊。
And we see those that do not believe in God, there are many that are successful.
我们不能够否定他们的成就啊。
And we cannot long after their success.
然后他们的生活过得可能比我们好啊。
And perhaps their lives are more abundant than ours.
但是这些都是很短暂的。
But all these things are temporary.
因为那个池子水是破裂的池子。
Because these cisterns are broken.
不能够长久。
And they cannot sustain.
那物质啊，没有办法满足心灵的需要。
And these physical things cannot satisfy the heart's needs.
其实今天的人呢，很饥渴。
Nowadays, many people are thirsty.
所以很多年轻人就是要让自己要感觉很暖，让自己觉得很酷，让自己觉得很 high。
So there are many younger people who crave things that make them cool or make them high.
哦，所以他们有很多很奇怪的表现啦、发型啊、穿着啦。
So they may have many unique presentations, whether in their clothes or their hairstyles.
那些人归根究底就是因为心灵的虚空了。
And oftentimes it is because their hearts feel empty.
所以他觉得我必须要这样子来满足，来我让我感觉很好。
So they feel like they have to act a certain way or do certain things to satisfy themselves and make them feel better.
但是耶稣基督以外的方法啊，都不是。解决的方法都不是方法。
Outside of Jesus Christ, those are not real solutions.
耶稣基督以外的方法都是一些虚假的应许呀。
Solutions outside of Jesus Christ, are only fake.
所以有时候，年轻人啊，他们也很喜欢看电影啊。
So, often, younger people like to watch movies.
啊，电影当中看到说哇，好像很好玩啊，哇，情节啊哈。
And they might like to watch exciting movies with different scenes.
那可是看完以后，
but after they finish the movie,
那心里又觉得很虚空。
Again, their hearts feel empty.
好像觉得那些都是演戏的哈。
They feel as though they was just acting.
因为当时在看的时候，是被他们在引导啊，被他们那个情节所引导啊。
because during the movie, they feel like they are maybe a part of the movie.
啊，现在要必须要回到现实的生活。
And then they have to return to their everyday lives.
所以当时在电影院里头的那一种幻梦啊，要破灭掉的。
And so they lose that false sense of reality.
所以世上的这些应许呀，都是虚假的。
And so these promises of the world are all fake.
那大家都看过牛羊的见证哈，芝加哥牛羊弟兄。
And I'm sure many of us have heard a brother from Chicago's testimony.
啊，他那时候在芝加哥哈，他跟他太太的工作不错，然后他们就买了一栋房子。
At the time, they were pretty well off, so he and his wife bought a house in Chicago.
就是因为他们觉得生活已经不错了啊，所以我们打电话去给他的时候啊，他都没接电话，也觉得没有什么兴趣。他们有一次有接电话，但是呢，觉得还不需要，所以就没有回应。他也没有来教会。
So because they felt that they were doing pretty well, they didn't answer any of our phone calls, and they did not go to church.
那是事后啊，他来信主的时候，他在做的见证。
And this was a testimony he did after he came to believe.
好，他说啊，当时他们两个夫妻啊，已经生活很稳定了，有自己的一栋房子。
And he testified and said that he and his wife felt that their lives are pretty stable and they had their own home.
但是呢，很奇妙，他们在生活当中呢，就是好像还缺少了什么。
But very miraculously, they felt that in their lives they were still missing something.
虽然在物质上，在表面上看起来是不错的，两个夫妻也很恩爱哈。家庭也不错，也有房子。
Even though materially or on the surface, they felt like they were doing pretty good and they had that home.
但是呢，内心还是觉得很虚空啊。
But in their inner hearts, they still felt empty.
因此，他们就开始寻找教会。
And so, they went on the search for a church.
那寻找教会的过程呢，他们并不是第一次啊，就来到真耶稣教会。
And in the process of searching for their church, they didn't immediately come to True Jesus Church.
啊，他们曾经找过各种不同的宗教。
Prior, they had went to different religions.
但是那些宗教都不能够满足他们的心灵。
But all those churches were not able to satisfy them spiritually.
直到他们来到真耶稣教会。
Until they came to True Jesus Church.
那第一次来的时候。
And the first time when they came.
假设你有没有听过录音带哈。
If you had not heard the recording.
啊，他说他第一次来是坐在那个会堂后面的角落。
He said that the first time they came to True Jesus Church, they sat at the back corner of the chapel.
他不敢坐到前面来。
And they were afraid to sit to the front.
因为那个时候他觉得自己很不配，觉得自己很污秽。
Because at that time they felt that they were not good enough.
啊，你们这些信主的人啊，都很圣洁。
That those who believed, they seemed very holy.
啊，这是他灵里的感觉啊。
And this was their feeling.
原来圣不圣洁。这是人的内心的状态，没有人知道啊。
Because that is something that happens in man's inner hearts, we do not know.
但是他灵里的感觉就是觉得他自己很污秽。
But spiritually, he felt he was not good enough.
然后他慢慢追求啊，慢慢体验。
So slowly he searched for God and experienced Him.
啊，现在他们觉得现在生活比以前啊更好啊。
And now they feel that their lives are better than what it was like before.
一样的生活条件。
And they have the same life circumstances.
啊，甚至现在有些时候生活条件比以前更差。
And perhaps sometimes their lives is a little worse than before.
因为有些时候他被 lay off 啊。
Because he's been laid off.
啊，但是他觉得内心充满了喜乐。
But in his heart, he's filled with joy.
因为有神同在。
Because God is with him.
那他就不怕。
And so he's unafraid.
这个就是他得到这个活水的泉源呢。
And so he received the spring of living water. And so Jesus Christ is the spring of living water. And it's been brought up many times in the Old Testament. So now let us look at Isaiah.
Isaiah 58章.
Isaiah 58.
以赛亚书五十八章十一节。
Isaiah 58 verse 11。
十一。
11。
以赛亚书五十八章十一节。
Isaiah 58 verse 11。
主也必时常引导你，在干旱之地，使你心满意足啊，骨骼强壮。你必像浇灌的园子，又像水流不绝的泉源。这里提到神啊。是一件不可能发的事情发生的。
Here it says that the Lord does some things that may seem impossible.
在干旱之地，哦，应该不能够耕种啊。
In a land that is scorching.
啊，至少对于人来说，他找不到水可以喝了。
To man, we cannot find water to drink.
所以生活的条件是很差的。
So the life circumstances is very bad.
啊，但是呢，神使他啊，因为神经常导引他啊，帮助他。
But because there was the Lord's guidance.
要使他心满意足。
He felt satisfied.
那他为什么会心满意足呢？
And why was he satisfied?
啊，并不是因为他这个周围啊有很多的水啊。
It was not because of the surrounding was filled with water.
啊，有很多的青草。
Or was abundant.
有很多的稻田。
Was successful because of the water.
啊，不是。
And this was not the case.
是在干旱之地。
Because it was in a sun-scorched land.
但是呢，因为有神的引导。
But because of God's guidance.
所以他必像啊，他必像浇灌的园子。
He will be like a well-watered garden,
又像水流不绝的泉源,
and a spring whose waters never fail.
就是因为他依靠主啊,
because he relied on God.
他还经常帮助别人啊,
and he often helped others.
啊, 虽然他自己本身可能已经在缺乏当中,
and even though he was lacking.
但是我们看到帮助别人的人哈, 他第一个帮助别人的人一定不会抱怨啊。
First, we see that those that help others, they will not be lacking.
会抱怨自己的不足，哎呀，我很可怜啊，我缺少那个，缺少这个，我家里的这个家具要旧了。
Those who help others will not complain about themselves.
那这样子，他怎么会去帮助别人呢？
Because if they complain about themselves, how are they to help other people?
所以我们看呢，去帮助别人的人。
So we see that those that help others.
那这些人一定不会抱怨的。
These people for sure will not complain about their circumstances. 会抱怨
的人就是觉得自己缺乏。
Because those that complain think that they are lacking in something.
那觉得自己缺乏的话，怎么会去帮助别人？
And to think that they are lacking in something, how are they to help other people?
那这种人呢？哈，这种人哈。我们看第十节哈。
Let us look at verse 10.
你心若向饥饿的人发怜悯，使困苦的人得饱足。
They spend yourselves in behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed.
哦，在这里有怜悯的心肠啊。
And they are very selfless.
那神就帮助他，就是在干旱之地，他也能够心满意足啊。
So that even in a sun-scorched land, they will feel satisfied.
因为他依靠这位活水的泉源呢。
Because they rely on the Lord that is the source of living water.
所以他就能够心满意足。
And so their heart will be pleased.
那他这个水呢，就像源源不绝的。
And this water is everlasting.
因为他喜欢帮助别人。
Because he likes to help other people.
所以神就让他更有体力啊。
And so God strengthens him.
神就让使他这个物质更丰富，才能够去帮助别人呢。
And God gives him physical abundance so that he can continue to help others.
所以我们就不要吝啬。
And so we cannot be discouraged.
所以圣经说，这种人呢，就在黑暗当中啊，也能够发现光。
And here it says that these people, even in the darkness, they can see light.
有些人生病了，但是去帮助别人，哎，他病情好了，他就。不晓得是什么原因，他这病情在慢慢好转呢。
And sometimes, even though people are sick, they help others, and maybe their illness gets better.
这个就是在黑暗当中啊，发现光了。
And in this example, in the darkness, they find light.
光就是好像一个能量啊，在他体内在运作，这个能量啊。
And this light gives them inner strength.
那能量在体内运作，然后这个坏的细胞自然就死掉，好的细胞一直产生啊。
And so they are able to get better.
所以他的体这个身体就慢慢好转了。
And so their health turns around.
我们教会很多姐妹都是这样子哈。有一位姐妹啊，她还没信主以前呢，就慕道期间就很喜欢的帮助圣工。
And our church has many examples of this. Once there's a sister who really likes to do holy work in the church.
那她本来是她已经怀孕了，子宫里面又发生一个瘤。
And she was pregnant, but there was a tumor in her ovaries.
医生不敢帮她开刀啊。
And the doctors were afraid to conduct surgery on her.
在观察。
But they were examining her.
所以不能够处理啊。
And so they were unable to get rid of the problem.
她本身就怀孕了。
But at the same time, she was pregnant.
所以她本来是这个闷闷不乐。
And so at first she was unhappy.
然后后来就是经过一位姐妹呢，把她介绍，然后到我们教会来慕道。
But she was introduced through another sister and came to Truth Seek at the church.
哇，她看到这个教会的姐妹哦，一些缺事族的人哦，哇，这个很乐意帮忙。教会这个煮饭的工作。
And she witnessed this other sister who brought her to church, who was very joyful and volunteered and helped the church to cook.
哇，她看到有的洗菜啊，有的切菜啊，哈，有的炒菜啊。
And she saw those that washed the vegetables or cut them or cooked them.
哇，大家有说有笑的。
And everyone was very joyous and smiling.
不是想骂，有说有笑啊，很愉快。
And they were very happy.
啊，所以啊，她很羡慕加入那个组啊。
And so she emulated them. She was very surprised that they acted this way.
好，那负责人说好，那你记得很乐意帮忙，就让你帮忙哈。
So the church council member said, if you want to help, then we of course you can help.
她自己是已经怀孕了。
And even though she was pregnant.
啊，子宫里面还有肿瘤呢。
And she had a tumor.
啊，但是呢，她就乐意帮助别人。
But she was willing to help others.
所以她忘记自己有肿瘤啊。
So she forgot about her own situation.
哇，她很忙啊，我很高兴，做了很高兴。
She was busy, but she was very happy.
后来再去医院检查。
And later she went to the hospital for another examination.
哎，奇怪，你的肿瘤怎么不见了？
And it was very strange. The doctor said your tumor has disappeared.
啊，你是不是有到其他地方接受治疗啊？
Did you go to another place and did you remove the tumor?
啊，不，接受治疗啊，出了门。
Or get some sort of treatment?
啊，她说没有啊，就是去教会而已啊。
And she said, no, I only went to church.
所以你看哦，她就是发现光啊，在黑暗里头发现光。
So you see, she discovered the light in the darkness.
因为她乐意帮助别人。
Because she willingly helped others.
所以神使她在体内就产生一种能量。
And so God gave her a source of light.
这个能量就帮助她使身体啊渐渐的复原了。
And strength, and it allowed her body to heal.
好的细胞产生啊，吃掉那个坏的细胞。
And the good cells overcame the bad cells.
所以神使她慢慢康复。
And so God helped her get well.
所以神啊，就是这个泉源。
And so God is the spring.
那耶稣基督本身啊，就是活水的泉源。
So Jesus Christ is the spring of living water.
那我们看约翰福音。
Let us look at John.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
第四章十三节。
John chapter 4 verse 13.
约翰福音第四章十三节。
John chapter 4 verse 13.
耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴。十四节。
14.
人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。那这里提到主就说是的水啊，就永远不渴了。
Here Jesus brings up that those who drink the water that he gives will never thirst.
这个水呢，很有能力，说要在它里头成为泉源，一直涌啊涌到永生。
And this water has a strength because it will become a spring of water leading to eternal life.
说这个活水就是圣灵更新的能力。
And so the spring of water is the origin of the strength of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵要更新我们的内心呢。
And it is the Holy Spirit that is in our hearts.
因为一切根本啊，就是从心开始。
Because the source of everything comes from our hearts.
刚刚我所讲的那个姐妹哈，她为什么很乐意帮助别人？
The sister that I brought up earlier, why was she willing to help other people?
是从心开始啊。
It originated from her heart.
因为她心想，她心啊，我也很希望像他们一样。
Because she had this desire to be like the other sisters.
因为她有个正面的想法。
And she had this thinking that was right.
她没有自怜，说：“哎呀，我很可怜，我需要你们帮忙啊。”
And she did not pity herself and want help from others.
我需要你们的安慰啊。
She did not want comfort from others.
她没有这样想。
She did not have this type of thinking.
她说：“我要走出去的。”
And she was determined to go outside.
我要去帮助别人啊。
To help others.
那假如是自己经常关在房子里的话，她。就没有什么希望。
But if she were to close off herself in her home, perhaps she would have no hope.
那这个就是圣灵的帮助啊。
And so this is the help of the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵在他里头要成为泉源，要成为一股力量。
Because the Holy Spirit became a spring of water, became a source of strength.
这个力量要帮助他一直涌到永生，把他送到天国去啊。
And so the strength is eternal and will send her to heaven.
所以我们要经常被圣灵更新。
So we have to constantly be renewed by the Holy Spirit.
那这个更新是带有很多力量的。
And this renewal will bring us strength.
我们现在都已经被圣灵更新了。
So now we are renewed by the Holy Spirit.
但是我们还要像启示录所说的，我们最后来看启示录二十二章。
Last, let us look at Acts.
启示录 Revelation.
Revelation.
启示录二十二章
Revelation chapter 22.
二十二章十七节
Revelation 22 verse 17.
启示录二十二章十七节
22 verse 17.
圣灵和心腹都说来，那听见的人也该说来，口渴的人也当来，愿意的都可以白白取生命的水喝。说圣灵跟心腹都做见证，说来呀，可以来呀。
And so the Spirit and the Bride testify and say, come.
来啊、当然我们是经常是告诉这些慕道者说、啊、你要来呀。
So often we tell this to the truth seekers that they have to come.
其实我们信徒啊，有的人也没有来呀、啊。
But even those who are believers do not come.
因为我们已经有这个圣灵这个工具。
Because we already have this Holy Spirit that testifies.
但是我们没有用它。
But we do not use it.
摆在旁边。
And we put it to the side.
所以这里说来，就是我们要去用它。
So here it says come, we have to use it.
要付出一个行动。
We have to have an action.
所以愿意的，我们要渴慕啊，在愿意我们要渴慕圣灵的工作。
So whoever is willing, we have to thirst after the work of the Holy Spirit.
现在外面有很多辅导的书，辅导。
And nowadays, there are many evangelical books outside.
哦，所以当一个事情发生的时候，大家都，这个人说这样子，那个人说那样子，很多大家的方法都不一样。
Or a lot of self-help books that if certain things happen, some person says that you should do this or do that.
但是我们现在，愿意，愿意来找主的书。
But now,
我愿意来。
If we are willing to come after Jesus and willing to come,
我愿意来告诉主耶稣。
Willing to tell Jesus,
我愿意跪下来跟神祷告。
Willing to kneel down and pray to Him.
然后呢，来要付出行动哈。
Then we have to come and have that action.
所以愿意啊，是个心理的状态，心理想。
So to be willing is an action and a thought from our heart.
所以有些知识性的这个圣经的知识大家都很清楚啊。
And perhaps we are very familiar with this.
但是我们必须要付出行动。
But we need to have that action that accompanies it.
我们要相信啊，相信这个活水，让我们喝了以后啊，能够得到圣灵的滋润，能够得到更新。
We need to believe that after we drink from this spring of living water, we will be renewed.
所以我们就有个新的想法啊，新的做法。
So we will have a new thinking. We will have new actions.
我们就能够让我们心灵啊更健康、更茁壮。
And our hearts will be stronger.
心灵是决定一切的。
And our spirits are stronger because our spirit determines everything.
有健康的心灵，一个人自然就会活得很健康。
And if we have a healthy spirit, then we will live healthily.
虽然是外体啊会慢慢毁坏的。
Even though our outer body will deteriorate.
但是心灵一天新是一天。
But our heart will become, our spirit will become stronger day by day.
我们看有些那个老的工人啊，
sometimes
老一辈的工人。
We see, workers of the older generation.
比如说以前有位黄圣山长老，大家都认识啊。
For example, there was an elder that maybe everyone is familiar with.
哇，他九十几岁啊。
That he was 90 something years old.
那还很热心服侍主啊。
He still joyfully served the Lord.
他参加这个传道长者的进修会。
And he attends seminars for pastors.
当时我祷告的时候，他一定是跪在最前面。
And when it was time for prayer, he knelt at the very front.
九十几岁老人家跪一个小时啊。
And 90 something, an elderly, he knelt for about an hour.
要结束以后要起来，大家想帮他拉起来，说不用了，我自己起来。
At the conclusion of the prayer, everyone wanted to help lift him up, but he refused.
他就是一直有正面的思考，积极的态度。
Because he had that action.
因为他一直被圣灵更新，一直被圣灵充满。
And he was constantly renewed by the Holy Spirit and filled by the Holy Spirit.
这股力量一直帮他持续到永生啊，到他活到不知道九十八岁还是几岁啊。
And the strength continued to sustain him. He lived until 98 or so.
要离世以前都是一直很健康的。
And even until upon his death, he was very healthy.
像摩西一样。
Similar to Moses.
所以我们呢要付出行动。
So we have to put forth an action.
我们愿意啊，跟跟圣灵啊，就要饮用圣灵的活水。
We have to be willing to utilize the Holy Spirit, the spring of living water.
依靠主。
And constantly rely on the Lord.
愿意行善。
and do good things,
啊，乐意帮助别人，
to help others.
那我们就要成为，能够成为主的见证人。
And then we can become those that testify for God.
啊，像撒玛利亚的妇人一样。
Like the Samaritan.
所以主耶稣告诉他说，我就是那个活水。
And Jesus told her that I am the spring of living water.
他自从承认主耶稣以后。
And after she acknowledged him,
所以那个活水就在她身上一直涌流啊。
That spring of living water continued to well up within her.
所以她的本身呢，这个撒玛利亚人的本身呢，就成为一个很好的见证人。
And so the Samaritan woman became a good testimony.
那结果就很多人信主。
And many people came to believe.
啊，所以他们大家都能够成为主的见证人。
And so everyone was able to become those that testify for the Lord.
让主耶稣这股活水的泉源也能够在我们身上涌流。
And we hope that Jesus, the spring of living water, can also well up within us.
啊，再唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
256首。
256。
要祷告求圣灵的充满。
Now we're going to pray and ask for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
让基督耶稣的水啊，活水在我们内心涌流。
So that the spring of living water can be within our hearts.
能够流出他的爱。
And spring forth His love.
能够影响到别人。
And can influence others around us.
啊，影响到自己家里的人。
And influence our own family.
让自己家里的人啊，都充满着喜乐平安。
So that our own family members are full of peace and joy.
好，一起祷告。
Let us kneel down and pray together.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。